Hello and welcome to For the Record, a weekly podcast where we cover things going from The Walking Dead to recent game releases and to viral videos on the internet. As always, let's start it up with Walking Dead. What did you guys think?
Well, the initials got pretty frisky if you ask me.
That's the first thing, really. The initials got frisky.
Well, let's begin with Herschel's friskiness.
Do you want me to explain what I meant when I said Herschel got frisky? Milton asks if you can see his stump, doesn't he?
Right.
And Herschel goes, "You'll have to buy me a drink first." So, that's
are you implying? Are you implying Herschel is that sad in the apocalypse that he is considering Milton as an option?
As a potential life partner.
He wouldn't consider Milton.
TLDR, are you trying to say Herschel wants to dick Milton?
No, he wants to stump him. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
No. But on a serious note, what did you really think of it? Like the whole Rick meeting up with the governor and that?
I thought that the actual moment of them talking was really boring.
I explained this to Ryan the other day. This episode was basically a bottle episode where the main thing in the episode which it wants you to focus on happens almost instantaneously. And the rest is just filler.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why straight away, like, another thing, like, did anyone else think that the governor's story, you know, about his wife, that was total bupkis? That was total bull.
Well, it might have been true because he kept his daughter as a zombie, which could have meant that when his wife died, she infected the daughter, and he kept the daughter because he's obviously insane.
No,
it's
a Dwayne where, like,
situation.
He's telling Rick the story.
Yeah.
And primarily so he can get Rick to start drinking the whiskey. Because when Rick takes that first hard swig, Governor has a cheeky little smile, almost as cheeky as Milton's face, after he noticed that Herschel wanted to ride him.
We're getting ridden by Herschel. But yeah, I felt like this episode, it was like a comparison between the two sides, like, because they had Herschel, who was like Milton, and they had Daryl, who was like the Latino
girl. Martinez.
Yeah, Martinez, that's the one.
Another thing that annoyed me, and I briefly spoke to Bazir about this the other day, do you know when Martinez hits the zombie with the bat and his head sticks to the silo and it explodes?
Yeah.
That is total bullshit.
It really is.
What,
the zombies, they might be squishy.
No.
I did say the point that it's been like a year or something like that since the outbreak, which means that the zombies have had, you know, a good amount of time to decay, and that might have been why, like,
but his head would not explode like that.
No, yeah, I know, like, there'd obviously been splinters and stuff, but still, it's not exactly aimed for realism, this show, is it?
I know. What do you mean, there's nothing more realistic than the one car drivable is cleaner than a newborn baby? But no, that did really annoy me. To the most part, I had an argument with Desir about it in college, and it got hectic, I'm not gonna lie.
Chairs were flying, everything.
Noses were bleeding.
You could say people's being thrown out of windows.
Yeah, not much happened though. Glenn and Maggie. They did.
Let's rapidly move on to that subject.
They did The Beast with Two Backs. And do you need me to explain that to you as well, Tom?
I know what they did in the episode, but I don't understand the wording behind that one.
The Beast with Two Backs? Have you never heard that phrase?
No, I haven't. The Beast with Two Backs.
God, you can tell you're not English.
Thanks.
Bez understands that phrase, he's not English.
Yeah. I honestly don't.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
you're not.
Because
Harry,
you're
just joking,
Michael,
about Harry.
You're not English, you're specifically Manchester.
What you're about, dickhead!
Anyway, yeah, where were we?
About to enter your mother, but apart from that, we were on. I was saying he had a pistol under his desk.
Oh, is that when it stopped? Okay. although it did, like, show the pistol, I knew from the get-go that he wasn't going to shoot him.
read not the comics.
Not because of the comics. Okay. I just knew because it would be the most stupid thing, stupid direction for the show to go for him to shoot him.
I don't think he would have shot him, but he might have like attempted it or some shit.
No, definitely he wouldn't.
Actually, no.
It would have been. Probably... I think it would have made it more interesting if he'd like not killed him, but like wounded him or something like that. And then
they would have had to ASCAP each other.
Rick is unwoundable.
Underwoundable is.
The Rick. Question, like, what I'm wondering is, who's gonna die when they do go to war?
Well, obviously Daryl will, because they're not.
I think the baby will. I don't think the baby's gonna survive.
Oh, yeah, it might do. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Baby will probably die.
I think that Beth's gonna die holding the baby.
Then Laurie's gonna come out of the ground or some shit and be like, yo.
Zombie style, start doing the polka.
Fucking banjo or something.
Yeah.
Now, I think, given a list, I think the most likely to die would be. I won't say Maggie and Glenn. Mm. They're not gonna die. Rick won't die. Daryl won't die. There's a chance that Merle might.
Yeah, he could.
Herschel's got a high probability chance of dying. Beth has, and I don't think Carol's gonna die either. Yeah, I don't think Carol's
I feel
gonna
like,
die.
What was the black guy that came to the prison?
Oh, Tyrese. Name?
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna switch and shoot the governor instead of shooting everyone else.
Well,
cause, like, he's probably gonna go to war with them because they teach him how to shoot a weapon, don't they?
Didn't Herschel tell, what's her name? Andrea to go back with the governor?
Yeah, she asked. Mm-hmm.
And help, well, and like him. Tell people what he's really like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's how it's gonna go. So she's gonna tell Tyrese and other people, which I can't remember the name of, that what the governor's really like, and I think they're gonna migrate to the prison and help Rick.
Maybe.
I also think Morgan's gonna come back.
I really want that.
Yeah.
Dude that,
probably will.
Thingy was talking to, what's his name? Martinez, I think it is, the like second in command for the governor. When Daryl was talking to him, he seemed like an okay guy. I thought he might end up, you know, going with Rick or something.
Yeah, but what was I gonna say? God, my mind's all over the place at the moment. God damn it, what was I going to say? Oh, Martinez and our all-time favourite, Milton. They got character development last episode, which like, being with the Walking Dead writers being so predictable, that's got to mean something. Like, there's no way that's just filler.
Mm.
That's got to mean something. So I
feel like
there's
going to be something like...
It means Milton's going to make the transition to main character.
I feel like Milton's going to get glocked right in the eye.
I think there's going to be a double wedding. It's going to be Glenn and Maggie getting married. No, a triple wedding. It'll be Glenn and Maggie getting married, Herschel and Milton getting married, and Rick and the phone getting married. I think that's how it'll do.
You're forgetting T-Dog as well.
T-Dog.
Oh, fuck, T-Dog.
From beyond
imaginary T-Dog and imaginary Laurie.
Bro. T-Dog must always be at a ceremony. He's going to be the best man.
Do you think they're going to go anywhere with Carol and Daryl?
Nah, I doubt it, to be honest.
Nah, nothing's really happened.
I don't know, because, like, the first half of the season, them two were really digging each other. No, it's just gone away.
Sorry, did you say digging or dicking each other?
Both. It could have been both.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if he slipped to the old 1-2. But yeah, I do think something's gonna go like that.
Yeah.
Another thing I'm concerned about is like Rick said, like, we're going to war at the end.
Yeah.
I don't think the end of season 4 is gonna be the end of the governor. Because I don't think they can fit something as big as this into 3 episodes.
Maybe. It's possible.
I certainly hope they don't anyway. I want it to carry on.
Mm-hmm. We'll just have to see the end, because we all know probably... that the last episode is going to be war, right? We can all agree on that. And then these two episodes is going to be some random shit leading up to it. Well, actually, the episode before that is probably going to be where they engage the war, and then the last episode is be where it's like progresses through it. Because it's always like that with Walking Dead.
Well,
I think
already...
if they keep the governor in it, like, well, make it look like he died in this one, and then in the next season he'll come back like in the Walking Dead game as someone who's like that dude on the walkie-talkie. I think he's gonna come back as something like that, where he's just pulling strings from, you know, the shadows, that kind of thing.
With no eyes.
With
just cut his own eye out.
Who?
I had a thought going on that, but I'm trying to remember.
I thought you said she.
What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, but the people that make the show have already jabbed us in one way, because they've already said that it's not going to end in a cliffhanger.
What?
Yeah, they already announced. Michael, mute your mic. They've already announced that...
It is muted.
It just fuzzes every now and
then.
Anyway,
continue.
They've announced that it's definitely not going to end on a cliffhanger season 4.
Hmm.
Which is really stupid.
That's kind of good in a way, because then that means that there's going to be a definite end
to
this.
I love cliffhangers.
Yeah, no, but that means there's going to be a definite end to this side, this arc storyline, whatever you want to call it.
The prison. I think the final episode will end in the prison being overrun with zombies.
And then they have to leave?
Yeah, I'm calling it. I'm calling
possible.
That now.
It's very possible.
It's more than
are you
possible,
calling
it's
it, are
predictable.
You, Liam? You're calling it.
I'm
sure
what
if they go?
It's predictable.
What if they try and do
it.
The impossible?
The impossible. Like, what's the impossible?
Well, I don't know. Like, Herschel growing back his leg or something.
This whole time he's been Wolverine.
Or maybe
he's actually,
Milton.
He's actually an iguana.
Milton finds a cure and then just like ask Herschel again. Can I see your stump, please?
Oh, that'd be good if he just fucking. No, no, not that. But if. Milton finds like a cure or something, and then he just gets shot.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
That'd be good though.
That ain't gonna happen. Oh, it could, because
it wouldn't happen because then it'd destroy the entire bloody Walking Dead thing.
No,
it?
No, as in he finds a cure and then he gets killed. Like somebody nobody knows about or some shit. Or he gets numbed on by a zombie.
That'd be stupid though, because there's no way that could be brought up in future.
Yes, it could, and then in the future, they go back to raid.
What
they
gonna do?
Find
the little like urinal can with the blood in it in the sewer drain or something.
They're totally gonna take that. And Tom's muted his mic because he can't accept.
He could have all the chemicals that he's done to make the cure, like written down in notes. You never know.
BS. It's BS. I'm calling it BS. That's not gonna happen.
I don't even watch the show. I'm just trying to put some input for the first.
It could be that like he's got it like in a little vial or tube or something like that, and as he's being shot, it gets like launched into the air and it smashes, and then all
that's
no, and then all the no, and then the vapor of it or something like that, whatever. It starts like going into the atmosphere, and all the zombies that were zombies become people.
No, I was thinking
it'd be like McLovin when he flicks the cig.
All the war happens, and then, like, next season or whatever, they come back, and then they find, like, Milton's notes or something. And then Herschel just continues from there on, and Herschel finds a cure or something. I don't know, something like that. That'd be pretty interesting.
No,
that would imply that Milton is dead, and I cannot handle Milton dying.
In more than one way, that would totally wreck the show.
Well, it's
eventually
going to finish. It's not going to continue, is it? Like
yeah, but not on the fourth season.
If they're gonna finish, they're at least gonna have to go as far as the comics have gone so far, which is a lot more further than the prison.
Are they in a school now or something?
No. I'm not ruining it for you, Bez. Don't you want the comics?
Yeah, I do.
If you do, I'll give you them on Monday if you want, unless you download them.
Yeah, if you would, please.
Do you mind not discussing personal affairs on the live stream, please?
Well, it's happened. See, nothing much really happened this week.
It was a
bottle episode.
One.
Like, Herschel got frisky. Glenn and Maggie did the beast with two backs. Andrea annoyed them some more. I think we're ready to move on from The Walking Dead. Which
finally!
Hey.
On to some more Walking Dead.
part the bit where Rick flew the X-Wing into the Death Star and destroyed it.
Rick Skywalker.
And then T-Dog just came up as one of them Jedi ghosts and just looked on.
Use the Force, Rick.
I'll use the Force, T.
But
he
I got
looks
things
at the camera for
to
too
do.
Long, he crashes.
Oh, I was browsing Reddit and today, actually, and I found out that already, although when was SimCity released? 9 days ago? 10 days ago?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Already, yeah. Someone has modded it to be single player.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw that as well, but the actual mod, I think it was to be able to, like, create, do you know, like, on SimCity, you have the, there's, like, roads that you can't edit that
go into your region. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been improved so you can make bigger cities.
Yeah.
And you can also be single player now, so I'm smelling a crack. Not literally. I'm smelling a crack from SimCity.
Whatever you're into, Liam. We don't know.
Oh my goodness, that's a good one. I'm smelling a crack.
Oh my god. I'm smelling a cracked version of SimCity.
they've still got to get all the files from, like, server side or whatever, however DRM works.
Because your saves aren't saved on the server, they're also saved locally.
Yeah. I read that it doesn't get saved.
It saves locally, that's why when the servers disconnect, which is every fucking 20 minutes, you're still able to play for 10 minutes. As it's trying to reconnect. That's because it saves a local.
I thought everything was server-side, because I remember watching a video and he's like, when he exited the game, it said syncing, so I imagined that, like, it was saving it to the server, and that's why when it crashed, then you wouldn't be able to get your city back, because it didn't save it to the server, so you can't,
Well, there probably are server saves, you know, like cloud saves and such.
Yeah.
But as for I do think they are local backups as well.
It's like if you look at RuneScape, they make, like, they have private servers and RuneScape, you know, yeah, RuneScape, whatever. Like, I'm just saying they have private servers, and say with World of Warcraft, they have private servers, even though they're online games, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This could be the same with SimCity.
Yeah.
I see what you mean, but it's going to be a bit longer than that kind of stuff.
I do see a crack coming out very soon.
I hope so, because I really want to play it, and I don't have the dollar
Do you have a plumber coming over to your house?
Hey.
Guys, can I just, like, direct this off for a second? I've just heard the best ringtone ever of Tourette's guy going, "Are you shitting me?" I want it. Like, just imagine just walking around and all you hear is, "Are you
shitting me?" Okay, moving on.
We're not finished.
Yeah, moving on. New Dead Island coming out.
Is there?
Yeah, Riptide. It looks the same as the other one, but different weapons and shit.
I've not heard of that. Well, I didn't even like Dead Island in the first place, the first one.
I know, yeah, I thought it was going to be really good when I got it, but it was bullshit.
It was really shit. Yeah. It was one of those games where you just got bored within like 10 seconds.
I love your approach to games, Tom. You have the same approach to games every time.
Excuse me?
As soon as you get them, you go on like, the game's amazing.
What do you
mean? And then as soon as you play
Dead Island? No.
Then a couple of months later, you're like, yeah, shit.
No, I said Dead Island was going to be good, because, like,
I'm talking about after it came out, because I remember I went around to your house and you had it.
Mm-hmm.
And you was like, oh, this game's well good. It's really good, Liam.
I only played Dead Island for like an hour.
Everyone used to say that about Brink, though. Turn out to be the biggest pile of shit.
Brink.
Brink was always a pile of shit.
You don't drop a B-bomb, okay? You don't drop a B-bomb mid-podcast, alright? No Brink. No talking about Brink.
No, man.
Ground rules, please.
I like Brink. No, I'm just kidding.
Like kicking Brink from the corner.
Michael has been kicked.
Michael has been banned.
Never speak to him again. But I really didn't like Dead Island. As far as zombie games go, I think everything minus Dead Rising 1's pretty much subpar.
Yeah.
Dead Rising 1's the only zombie game I've truly enjoyed. And the Walking Dead game, of course.
I like Left 4 Dead.
Oh, Left 4 Dead 2.
That Frank West eats a packet of crisp. It's so moving. He pushes the entire packet, not even opened, into his face. Do you know what? I'm going. Bye.
That was the first game I got when I got my Xbox 360.
What is? Sorry.
Dead Rising, the first one.
Oh, okay.
I got it with
my Xbox 360. Your channel.
The fuck?
I remember when
actually
I
actually gone. Your channel.
Ah, I got you.
Oh, that was weird. I remember when I first got my Xbox, but I wasn't there, my brother went to get it, and when he came back with FIFA, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And
FIFA?
And he said, there was a choice between Assassin's Creed and FIFA, so I got FIFA.
Wow, you got your Xbox pretty late, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, not Assassin's Creed, the first one, though.
That was like 2008, wasn't it? 2007?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dead Rising was one of the launch titles on Xbox, I remember getting that from Toys R Us.
Sorry, Mr. Launch Title.
Okay, I have an idea for you guys. I want to pitch it for you, right?
Okay.
They make a spin-off of Call of Duty called COD, and it's extreme fishing.
Soap! Spin the reel, soap!
Yeah, you like have to shoot at fish and stuff.
Don't let it go, soap!
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
Oh, and there's Call of Duty 4 announced, isn't there? Modern Warfare 4?
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Already?
But it's called Call of Duty 2013.
Fuck's sake.
Bollocks. That's bullshit.
Nah, shit, you not?
I'm looking this up. Call of Duty 2013.
I was just thinking then when Tom said they made a spin-off. They did one of Need for Speed, where whenever you go to modify your garage, the garage is run by Phil Mitchell, so when you try and choose the rooms, he's like, no, you can't have that, mate.
Get out of my garage!
And it keeps your car, and the rest of the game is just you walking around trying to get some money to buy another one.
And if you want money, he breaks your legs.
CallofDuty.com, official Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. I heard there was what's the word?
Shit.
They were like, the next Infinity Ward title was not going to be a Modern Warfare. Because you can imagine it's going to be a launch title on the next gen consoles.
Well, they bring one out every year. Let's be honest now.
Oh, it's revealed. I've just revealed on the 21st of this month.
What is
the new Call of Duty? It's not. It's on the Call of Duty website. It says Modern Warfare or a brand new Call of Duty is to be revealed on the 21st of March, and it says on the poster the most unexpected reveal ever.
Holy shit.
Is it wow.
They're re-releasing COD 2 HD. I would love that so much.
It's officially... it is called Modern Warfare 4.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty 2013.
Have you seen the potential picture?
No.
Oh my... That is the fucking most retarded logo in the world. One sec. I'm on its hat. Oh, there we go. That's a good way to get it. Look at that.
Right. Yes.
Hey, nice. Wake up.
Let's go away. That's so dumb.
What the fuck? Why did they let like a 13-year-old mod
it?
Why have they gone green for every single thing?
Why is it Modern 30 Warfare? Gig? What the fuck?
Modern Warfare 2 was green. Modern Warfare
that's
3 is green.
Oh, that's 300 gig. Oh no, it's not. It's 30.
Good job, man.
Shut up. What's this you've sent me, Michael?
It's the new Dog Kill Street.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alright, I swiftly want to move on to Diablo 3 coming out for PS3.
Now, heard about that? Where was one Call of Duty?
Call of Duty?
Shit, what was I going to say about Call of Duty? But yeah, I heard a rumour that... Well, I guess it's announced that it's Modern Warfare 4, but I originally did think they were going to go back to the World War 2 games.
Yeah,
they were the best Call of Duty you could get.
Yeah,
COD 2is the best game, hands down, to be honest.
COD 2, yeah. I remember playing COD 2. That was one of the launch titles as well on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was legit.
But yeah, speaking of PS3 games, I've got a list here of the next-gen games that have been officially announced that have tickled my fancy. But that confused me. Diablo 3. Why has that been announced for PS3 and PS4?
I'm not sure on that one.
Like, it's proper confused me. Isn't it shit as well? I heard the game was, like, subpar.
Well, compared to... It's because it was, like, all the problems like with Era 37 and stuff like that. And plus, it was like compared to the other Diablo games, from what fans have said, this one was like, even though it was essentially the same thing as all the other ones, it wasn't as good as the last couple.
Was it shitter?
Yeah. Like, compared to Path of Exile, it's shit.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm this again.
Path of Exile is. I tried to get onto that game, played Path it for about Exile 2 minutes, this. And it's.
Path of Exile that.
No, but like, everyone says that compared to. Like, it's the. Path of Exile is like the proper. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, I agree that, like, Path of Exile deserves, like, the publicity that Diablo 3 got, because it's. I suppose in a way it's a better game. It's worth more value, even though it's free to play.
Are you saying that Path of Exile is the game that everyone expected Diablo 3 to be?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
But yeah, that did confuse me. That's, Battlefield 4 has been announced for the PS4 as well.
Mm.
Thing is, though, when the PS4 and the PS3 come out, I really don't think I'll be able to afford it. Seriously.
Well, I don't even want it, to be honest.
Of course you don't want it. You don't even play console. I want it though, because I love playing on console.
Yeah, consoles is a lot more fun.
You don't even play console.
I have a console, that's the point.
You don't even have live, you noob.
I've had live. I've had live longer than you were born. I just don't anymore, alright.
Shit tier.
Very, very convincing.
Nah, it is.
I'm looking forward to Battlefield 4, because Battlefield 3 is awesome.
Battlefield 3, it's not, I don't know.
Really, you've got it on PC, though.
Well, yeah.
Graphics, it's well more fun on Xbox.
How is it?
I've played it on PC, it's well more fun on Xbox.
How is it?
I don't know.
You really want to take this to a war?
Games like Call of Duty and like Battlefield and all that are better on the Xbox.
I don't know. I prefer on PC because you have more control.
No, in general, FPSs are better on the PC, like Counter-Strike and such.
Yeah, but I'm on about like the military type games, like Call of Duty, Battlefield, Sonic Adventure 2. But yeah, the point is, like, it's trying to join a game on like Call of Duty for the PC. It's a pain in the ass.
Like, literally,
you get no, it's not.
No, it is. Seriously, I have like the worst experience with it. I literally just installed it and tried to join this server about 5 times, and it used to keep on coming up that I'm hacking when I just literally installed it.
Do you want me to give you a bit of advice, Michael? Try and join a different server.
I did.
Wait.
And guess what happened again?
I'm confused. On Call of Duty 3, are you talking about Call of Duty 3 or what?
No.
What are you talking about? What Call
of Duty? World at War.
Oh, of course!
Well, there's your
World at War!
What?
That's your problem. It's World at War.
When it came out, not now.
World at War was fun when it came out.
Well, when it came out, yeah.
I missed that game.
Yeah, you should play on PC. You just have hackers flying around going...
That's what it's like on Xbox now. What happened then,
Berserk? In any of these podcasts, have we talked about GTA 5?
No.
I think we talked about it.
Thing is, there's not much to talk about because...
New dog protagonist.
There's not much to talk about because when was the trailer announced? November? It was in November and they've not released anything since.
Stevie Wonder, though.
It deserves a shout out every week for Stevie.
Yeah.
Of course. It's the only sense that he can.
I'm not really waiting for it too much.
Michael, you're echoing really bad, mate.
Let's be honest, nothing can be better than Vice City.
San Andreas, man.
Shit.
If you had what's it called? The background, the city of Vice City in the same gameplay as San Andreas, then that would be amazing.
Yeah.
God, I can't stop burping, what's going on?
Dying, Liam.
Why are they... I've just looked on some website called GamePer, and apparently... Gay name, I know. But it's coming up that even though the trailers came out, they're saying there's going to be a female protagonist in GTA 5 when it's already been announced.
You never know. Michael, sort that echo out, really.
No.
It's really annoying.
Is it?
Yeah, no, it's not really, I'm just saying it.
I was waiting for you to say yeah.
In any case, What else? Let me see what else to bring
fucking
up.
Fucking Payday 2 was announced.
Oh, pity too.
The other day. I've not seen the trailer, but I've seen screenshots and it looked fucking awesome. User
in your channel. We have Payday 1 and we don't play it.
I know, because we never come around to having time to play it.
That's true.
But you can't say anything, Tom. You're free 24/7 every day.
Yeah, I'm mostly sleeping in the day, so.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm down to play Payday anytime. Who has Payday? Is it me, you, Michael, and Bazir?
I think so. Well, yeah, I know it's Michael, because I remember we played and he activated all the fucking alarms.
That was you, you prick.
No. I was like, Michael, we have to sneak here. And you're like, Tom, I think
we
activated the alarm.
We fell through the floor. The
yeah.
We were probably being stealthy, me and Tom were like, right, we've got to take this quiet, we've got to get this room.
User entered your channel.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, they did a really cool thing on the trailer for it. You've seen The Dark Knight, right?
Mm-hmm. That Deadpool film, yeah.
You know, that Spider-Man film.
That indie film, but go on.
You know the opening scene, not the pan down, the one where it's the Joker holding the mask?
Yeah.
The clown mask by his side. That's the opening shot in Payday 2 as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. On the trailer, yes, it's a really cool... it's a really cool little... What's the word? God, nothing but... I've been a total brain fart today.
Brain fart kind, sir.
It was an homage.
Oh, okay.
An homage to it, yeah.
Have you seen the gameplay for... I forgot what the game's called. I just had a brain fart.
That was a brain fart today.
Yeah, but Payday 2 does look really great. Another game that's been announced is Sniper Elite 3.
Oh, yeah?
Was announced.
Sniper Elite 2 is so much fun.
There's also Sniper Ghost Warrior 2.
Are they even relevant games?
Ghost Warriors, is there? Jeez.
Yeah, the only difference between the last one and this one, I think, is that this one's now got multiplayer.
Also, that's Sniper cool. Elite 2 recently got Nazi Zombie DLC.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
See, that's starting to annoy me now, because, like, why is every game getting zombie DLC ever since World at War? Granted,
and
Nazi Zombies...
it's always Nazi Zombies as well.
Yeah, I mean, granted, Nazi Zombies is funny as balls. Like, why?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Tom, I would love one of them armor-free things.
Yeah, me too, if you would slide one up my way.
You're just teasing us there.
Oh, just free there, mate.
I know, there's free just chilling there.
There's free? You're playing armor free.
Wait, so you're saying Dave was actually funny the other day?
let's not get to personal affairs, Tom. You can talk about that in the chat.
We'll talk about it in the post show.
We're talking about Dave's drunken orgies at the moment in the chat.
I see that.
Seriously, he actually said that in one lesson.
Save it for later, boys. Save it for later.
All right. Dave it for later.
guys, let's not.
I hate you, Michael.
Right, come on, let's get back on topic, man. We've already had a lot of.
But yeah, it really annoys me that the whole zombie DLC thing, because it's. I mean, yeah, it's fun, and you know, it like World at War like totally hit new ground with Nazi zombies. Yeah. But do they need it in every fucking game?
It's really unoriginal.
Yeah, I mean, apparently it's meant to be rather fun in Red Dead as well.
Like, oh, Red Dead can get away with it though.
Undead Nightmare, that the DLC meant to be that. But seriously, do they need it in every? Like, it just annoyed me that it's Nazi zombies. But yeah, it's in World War II. I get it.
Hey, I think thanks for that gift. I think it's okay for Rockstar to do it with Red Dead Redemption though, because they've not really got into the zombie type thing before, have they?
No, I don't
Rockstar.
Think they have. No, I don't think they have.
I think the first one was with Red Dead.
Yeah, Undead Nightmare, that was the first zombie thing they did. But yeah, it really annoys me, the whole Nazi zombies thing. Although it is fun, I'll give it that, it is fun. You know, who knows, the Sniper Elite 2 might be fun as well. I don't fucking know, I've never replayed it.
Sniper Elite is a pretty fun game, I think.
Another thing happened on Reddit, a hoax. what the fuck's that, Michael?
That's what Tom put when I got my
Liam, are you Marcus Nauticus?
Yeah.
What?
It's my medieval name for War of the Roses.
Which is an amazing game. You should get it on Steam. It was on sale, but...
But, you know. Another thing, there was a hoax on Reddit, weren't there? Of Skyrim DLC.
Was there? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Redguard.
I heard about
Redguard, that. Redguard, yeah. Someone took professional-looking screenshots of a red armor mod.
Yeah.
And put it on Steam and took a picture of it and changed the element. And it caused massive controversy.
Was that the one where it's like a picture of him in Steam saying, was it like, do you want this purchase or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, it was saying, no, it was, it said, it basically said like the release date of it and that. Oh, another little cool thing I found out. Do you know if you go on Google?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you type in like a specific game, for example, let me just put in, shit, I don't know.
Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah. Sonic Adventure 2. Release date. I don't know if it does it on older games.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Sonic Adventure 2 release date, and it just pops up straight away. June 19th, 2001.
Did you also know that if you type in do a barrel roll, your screen will do a barrel roll?
Does it still do that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it does. If I can get it before I even typed it in. Yeah, it does. That's cool. I didn't know that. Smart little things from the Google people.
Well, I just told you what it was.
Oh, the final thing... Oh, no, I've got two things left on my gaming list. I don't know if I've spoke about this before, but I've definitely told you about it before this. Like, I don't know how you pronounce it. Ouya, is it?
Ouya.
Console? Ouya? Yeah, it's a console that's coming out. It's priced at $100, which, how much is that in pounds?
£80, give or take.
£80, give or take, yeah. And all the games on it are free.
Oh, I'm corrected. £66.
So you're paying average like AAA title retail price for the console, and like when you buy the console, every game available for that console is then free.
Yeah.
So it's got like games like Minecraft. It's mainly indie games, and the specs aren't very good.
So when we're talking about indie games, we're talking about stuff like Super Meat Boy and things like that.
I don't think it's got Super Meat Boy on it, but I definitely know it's got Minecraft on it.
Mm. Oh.
But yeah.
I might actually consider buying it.
Well, like, it's technically it still is, Michael, because it was an independent game when it was made.
But the massive now.
Another thing like that annoys me as well. This is not gaming relative. When people that genre indie, that's a dumb name, because them bands are not independent.
What do you mean?
Because indie means independent, right?
Yeah.
So when you get indie bands, for example, like The Strokes, why did they call them indie? They should be called alternative. Michael, I like The Strokes.
I'm not.
Disrespect. That's bonkers. Or I'll beat you.
I'm not sure what to say about that, actually.
What, Bez? Go on. Speak your mind.
No, I was going to, but my mind decided it didn't want to talk.
On the shit.
But yeah, I don't know when that Ouya console comes out, but I'm definitely going to buy it.
While we're on the subject of consoles, I know this has probably been discussed in the last podcast, but the console that's been developed by Valve has been...
Yeah, Steambox.
Yeah, it's been said to have a modular motherboard, which means when a new update in hardware for it comes out, you can just...
Joined your channel.
You can just pull out the old motherboard and then plug in the new one, and then you'll be able to carry on playing with like new hardware. So technically, with that frame of mind, it will never like be old generation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Wait, so they would send you a motherboard or something?
Well, if you bought like when new hardware comes out or new next gen games comes out, then they would develop a new motherboard, and then you could either purchase it from a shop or something like that, and then you'd just be able to slide it into your console.
Oh, so it's pretty much a computer.
Yeah, but it's designed as a console.
I saw something that really confused me. One sec, let me look up. It was saying, like, shit, do you know the piston? Not like an actual piston, but like the prototype was called the piston of the console. Developed by XI3 or some shit, yeah. XI3 piston. I'll just read it now. They were showing that, weren't they, at game places. Game conventions. And people were saying it's the prototype for the Steam Box. And apparently that's not true. I'll just read it now. Yesterday, Valve said it wasn't involved with the XI3 Piston, which was dubbed the unofficial Steam Box. Now, amid the confusion, the people behind the $1,000 thing had their say. And, yeah, so this is really... What the fuck are you laughing at, babe? Michael's eBay account.
I love this one here.
What?
The Doctor Who guy.
I am the fucking guide.
The drawings.
Just go for it. There's A4 white paper, 100 sheets.
Exotic art.
EastEnders.
That's pretty hilarious.
What is this? Is disgusting.
Jack Brannan. What the fuck?
crucifixion postcard.
Dot Cotton naked.
Large pink comb. Used.
The randomly Simpsons a pair of socks.
Ew, large pink comb used.
Oh my god. Doctor Who magnets a lot job a lot. What
okay, back into real.
Buy it now, $8.99.
Yeah, but back onto
the shittiest magnets ever, they're just paper.
Alright, okay, back to the piston.
That's the Steam Box, yeah. So when it was announced that apparently the piston XI3 thing was the Steam Box, and everyone went wild for it. People were loving it, but apparently it's been announced that it is not. So we still don't know what the Steam Box is to look like. Stop sending us eBay links.
I feel like it's going to be a box that produces steam.
Oh. Wow, Tom. Well.
Well,
thanks.
I have nothing to say to that, Tom. Well.
It's gonna be steam powered. It's used. Ew.
Look at the corners of his mouth. They just don't fit with the fang.
Alright, can we get back to this one? We're getting way too off topic dead quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also been people saying that the Steam Box is meant to be like ridiculously priced. Like insane.
Isn't it almost a grand or something like that?
Whoa. $1,000 it is.
Oh, right. So
one sec.
That's about £800 or £900.
£663.
Okay, that's a lot less than I was expecting.
Yeah, but when you think of it, it's still pretty dear because, you know, the release price of the Xbox 360 was what, $300? Release price of Xbox 360.
Something like that.
And the launch of the Xbox 360 S... was $300.
Right.
Which is, you know, something like £200 here. When it first came out, it was $400, which is about $250 or something here.
Let me have a look.
$400 in pounds. That is $265 here. So, yeah. Liam, I am sorry. You better be. Oh my god. Doctor Who, really?
Oh my god, I'm on the live stream.
I was crying. Watching off the mic on.
Put that on the stream, please.
No one's watching.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It doesn't matter.
If I can see myself in the future.
Two people are watching.
That is brilliant.
Oh.
Yeah, I always have it on.
You can see his cheeky smile behind it.
It's fucking brilliant.
Okay, we are seriously getting sidetracked really badly right now.
Anyway,
it's a bit late now.
That's all I've got for the games. I've seen something on the news that a mother videoed letting her toddler take a hit of a bong.
Yay!
I don't know, my brother.
I don't know.
Is that real? Because I remember seeing the video about the eagle picking up some kid out of a park, and that was fake.
Yeah, right. Oh. I've just looked it up. It's on the telegraph.co.uk. Mother lets toddler smoke bong. A woman has been arrested after a video emerged allegedly showing her toddler take a hit from her giant bong.
Is that the wording behind it as well?
She allegedly allowed her 22-month-old toddler to put his face over a giant bong. Oh, ridiculous.
That's actually pretty... I wanna have my own segment, just us talking about random TV shows.
Onions.
It's not Walking Dead.
Random TV shows?
Yeah. So,
what?
I'm gonna start you off with what I've been watching this week, which is a fucking Supernatural.
Oh, none of us have watched
it.
It's actually really good.
Why do you want to talk about it when none of us have watched it?
And Grimm is back.
None of us watched that either.
It's an amazing. Gay. If you should watch it. It's a great storyline.
It's amazing.
I don't like storylines, and you would like it.
It's amazing. No, yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not gonna watch it.
You need to watch it.
Another thing, I saw this video. Fuck me, this video is insane. Where someone did brain surgery, and he was showing like interns or something about it, and the guy that was getting the surgery done on him was like awake. He was fully conscious.
Did he turn into a head crab?
Yes, but they located the part of the brain which is connected to speech.
Right.
And they got the guy to count to 10. So the guy was counting to 10. 1, 2, 3. And when he got to about 6, the guy pushed into his brain.
Yeah.
And the guy literally could not speak.
What?
He literally couldn't. It's so strange. So he goes like,
what do you watch?
Well, when someone sticks a finger in your brain, obviously you're going to be lost for words, aren't you?
I saw it on Reddit. But it's really weird. I'll try and find the video now.
It won't be on YouTube still, I don't think.
Open brain surgery countdown. I don't know what to type.
dinner.
I'm gonna put in that on streams to give you that.
I don't know what to type. Dinner down.
What is the
You're
specialist?
Dead.
5, 6.
What's wrong with you?
I heard that.
Pretty sure your issue's Michael.
Oh,
what are you playing, Liam?
There's some grim pictures. What am I playing?
Well, that's not you, never mind.
Why does it say I'm playing a game?
No, there's someone else. There's some guy called Ambrot Liamosaurus, so I thought it was you.
Oh, hey, he's a gay. Oh.
Yeah, he's a homo. He's a faggot.
His girlfriend said he had a little knob.
Did she?
You might want to edit that out.
Who is it?
Why would you say that? Now I've got to edit that out. No, that's staying in, Michael.
Who is that guy?
I don't even know if he has a girlfriend.
We're not name
what
dropping.
Guy?
Okay. Anyway, let's fucking do this podcast firstly before we talk.
We've got like
3 issues.
Minutes before we should probably topics. It's almost been an hour now.
Yeah. I'm out of topics. Well, it's been about 50 minutes because we didn't start till like 10 past. But I'm happy to wrap up now.
Yeah.
It's been really a dead week, to be honest.
Not much has happened this week.
Not much worth talking about, is it?
Yeah, especially Walking Dead-wise, because we usually have a good, like, half an hour on Walking Dead. But it was a bottle episode, so we don't really have nothing to say. And we had technical difficulties and such.
Yeah, so it's going to be...
at least 4 downloads.
Not the best day for a podcast.
Mm.
But if you want to wrap it up... before we wrap it up, I just want to say this podcast will be on every Thursday at 8 o'clock GMT. That's the English time, right?
I thought you were going to say, before I wrap this up, I just want to let you know that this broadcast has been brought to you by Robinson's Yogurt or something like that.
But
just to lead out, did you guys see the Game of Thrones 1995 version?
Yeah, no. I saw that.
I've not even watched Game of Thrones, though.
You not watch TV shows or something? Alright, let's finish this before we... Okay.
We'll argue about this later. This is on every Thursday at 8 o'clock GMT, which is London time, I'm thinking. I'm guessing anyway. That's 6 hours before, so that's like 2 p.m. American time. Pacific American time, I don't know which area of America, because they have like 3 time zones there. I'm not so sure. The iTunes link to this usually goes up on the Friday or the Thursday, depending on how fast I can do it. And... we have a video of it that goes up on the Saturday on the YouTube channel. So yeah, we can wrap this up now. Yes. And Michael, if you want to give us the kazoo to finish.
I don't have the kazoo this week, I'm at my dad's.
Really?
All I can do is this. Bye.